Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Sending signals indicating a good day. This is DJV gang. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen is at the helm in our control room in Washington. I was thinking of the country song. Do you know Guy Clark, Jennifer?
I know the name. I can tell you I could name many of his hits, but I do know the name.
He had a hit about homegrown tomatoes. And it goes
different
like
than
this.
Homegrown terror.
Homegrown tomatoes. Homegrown tomatoes.
Oh, no.
There's just two things in this world money can't buy, and that's true love and homegrown tomatoes. How about that for the philosophical point
money
of view
can't today? Buy homegrown tomatoes?
Nope.
I thought that's like the point of a farmer's market.
Well, but homegrown tomatoes, you don't need money.
Spoken
to plant
like
them
the cuspy
yourself.
Millennial over there.
God, I don't
yeah,
get
right.
It.
Exactly.
Why do I walk down to the Museum of Natural History every Sunday and buy homegrown tomatoes then?
Well, do you know whether they were grown inside or outside? That's the hydroponic. There's a new, big focus in some circles on aquatic and hydroponic plants. And whether the big farm question is whether or not those could be considered organic. Because if they're not grown outside, and would you believe the reason I'm bringing this up is because your federal government, the United States Department of Agriculture, has a NOPE program, N-O-P. It stands for National Organic Program. And they have just come out with a statement suggesting that growing food without soil is fine. So how is it the multinational agribusinesses got them to come out with this because they want to use their organic label on plants that are not grown in soil. So
how,
is a hydroponic
grown? So they're just grown in water?
They're grown in water. Hydroponic, aquaponics and hydroponic. Hydroponic is sticking you start the plant in dirt and then you stick it in the water. And it gets its nutrients out of the water. And aquaponics is putting fertilizer, often, they're masking some of the fish that are coming from Vietnam and Cambodia and these areas by calling them aquaponic. They put them in water that's full of poop. And that's where they get their, but it's considered fertilizer, and it is fertilizer, but that's all they get. And so there's no other nutritional value. So when you're eating fish that is organic, they can get away with it. See, they've convinced the government that if there is no chemical involved, then it's organic. So water, dirt, they make any difference. And so I'm wondering how many of you know when you... There are so many clever people that have tried to get... That's why I've said this many times on the air. The label organic is worthless anymore. It doesn't have any
standing. Oh, it's totally
standing.
Worthless.
It is.
Yeah.
It means nothing. It's been bastardized by the big ag companies and the government to make organic food commensurate with what is healthy, supposedly, and biological. But without any active soil, I don't see how you can have organic tomatoes or organic anything. It just doesn't compute.
Yeah, is it even possible anymore? Right.
Yeah, right, yeah. Exactly. What's possible is they can grow a lot of cucumbers and tomatoes and peppers and that sort of thing in hydroponics and get big yields out of them. And they can call them organic because they haven't used chemical fertilizers on the soil. Hello, there's no soil involved.
Right.
So this is how diabolical these people are. And so those of you who think organic makes a difference in this circumstance and in many other circumstances, for example, Driscoll's, the people that have raspberries and blackberries and strawberries, the big fruit growers, they are the largest hydroponic producers in our country. Most of the fruit that you eat, whether it's organic or not, is coming from a large greenhouse or greenhouses in California that are completely hydroponic. So they can keep growing. They put more stuff in. They just grow and grow and grow year round. And I didn't know this. until
but
I just saw this.
Is the benefit that you don't have pesticides, though? Because I'm trying to figure out, like, if
you don't need pesticides
might be
with hydroponics. That's a good point. There are no pesticides necessary when you're using hydroponics.
But there must be some chemical that keeps the water from being, it's like a pool, right? I mean, you'd have to keep the balance in the water, or else that could also become unhealthy.
Yeah.
So are there chemicals that are treating the water?
They filter the water. I don't know whether they're chemically treating it. Well, by design, if you're using... I mean, you put chemicals into the... That's the only way... Take that back. You have to put something in the soil, in the water, because the water by itself doesn't have enough nutritional value to grow the plant.
Right.
We need water. For example, this year here in New England, we've had a horrible drought. So my corn didn't grow. The hay did horribly. My friend who has the produce farm has had a horrible year, almost put him out of business because nothing grew. He had acres and acres and acres and acres of pumpkins, and he only got like maybe 20 bins out of all that. And normally he would get hundreds of bins of pumpkins to sell this time of year because everybody wants to buy a pumpkin.
Right, right.
And, you know, there's no pumpkins to be found. So, you know, you can grow them hydroponically. He grows tomatoes in a hydroponic setting, so he has them earlier in the year, but he doesn't claim to be. He's not an organic guy. So anyway, I ask you, or I give this to you for informational purposes, because I just want you to know that there are these things going on, and what's more important than a good food supply? Every day we have some attack. There's something going on in the food world that is, you know, it's not for your best interest. It isn't.
Right.
A lot of European Union countries prohibit hydroponics, especially if the thing's being labeled organic. You can grow them, but you can't call them organic. And so that's the real difference. The the stuff that you get in a hydroponic tomato is not going to have the same value for you and your body and your health as something that's grown in the ground that doesn't have a lot of pesticides and stuff sprayed around it. That's just the way it is. All right.
So nothing has to be labeled as hydroponic, or there's no real way to find out?
No, there's no requirement to be labeled as hydroponic. No. So most of the stuff that you see this time of year going forward in Whole Foods, are when you see those tomatoes that look perfect, like they were made in a machine.
Yeah, they're really pretty shiny ones.
Right. Those are the ones that come out. Those are hydroponic tomatoes most of the time. So they have water in them and they're big, but they have no nutritional value whatsoever. None, zero, nada.
Usually not a lot of flavor either.
No, well, that's because there's nothing to them.
Yeah.
It's just like you're looking at water wrapped in red. That's pretty much what it is. And so all of these people that talk about this stuff, I just think it's okay as long as you know what you're buying. That's swell. If you don't know what you're buying, then that's some information for you to think about. 14 yep. past the hour. You know, we had somebody on the program earlier today. If you listen to hour number 3, would that be? Or hour 4? This is hour 5, right? Okay,
this
last
is
hour
would
be
four,
hour 9.
Isn't it?
No, this is hour 5.
Oh, I can
four,
count.
4 o'clock is
who's
1,
on
5
first?
O'clock is 2.
Yeah.
So we were talking about World Stroke Day coming in another week. I think, what is it, a week from Friday? A week from Friday the 29th. And so in the discussion of strokes that we had with the general who'd had a stroke and with a doctor who runs the neurology department at Augusta University, we're talking about your blood pressure as one of the single biggest factors in having a stroke. And so how do you keep your blood pressure where it needs to be? What you need to do is call 800-655-4183. If you've not taken advantage of what Jennifer's been talking about, what Victoria's been talking about, Kara, I, all the people associated with this program are on to the superfood Super Beets. When do you use it, Jennifer, again?
Usually in the afternoon because, yeah. You know, in the morning, I get up so early that by 1, 2, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, I am slumping big time.
Right, yeah, right. And it's not fair to your father, who's paying you big bucks to run
that's
the
right.
operation. Are you taking a nap in the corner?
That's right. Not a good
fair
thing.
To her 4 other jobs.
I know.
All right, so Victoria, how do you typically use Super Beets?
Well, I drink it before the show every morning. It's replaced coffee, basically, for me.
Really? You don't drink coffee at all anymore?
Boost. No, I gave it up right before I met you guys.
Not a good timing.
Yeah.
Jennifer, you drink coffee, don't you?
Oh, yeah. I'm drinking coffee right now, actually.
Nice.
And this is pumpkin spice season for Jen, so, right?
Yeah, right.
Which, by the way, as a side note, I know we're busy here, but Starbucks labeled it the white privilege drink.
Oh, boy.
Pumpkin spice latte.
You and Taylor Swift.
Sensitivity on their part.
Yep.
Anyway, this is a favorite nutrition secret for a lot of people. It's a secret no more because we've been sharing this information for a couple of years. Better circulation, a healthier heart, more energy, more stamina. Live your life to the fullest. Don't have the problem that the general had with high blood pressure that led to a stroke. Keep your blood pressure where it's supposed to be. Call 800-655-4183. The name pretty much says it all. They grow non-GMO beets in soil. Yes, in soil, without any commercial fertilizers. And then they cook the beets, and then they dry the beets, and then they powder the beets. So you get it in the canister, put it in a glass of water or into the smoothie or whatever, and drink it. It gives you a pick-me-up that's all natural. So super beets. Work with it. Enjoy it. 800-655-4183. Or click on DougLikesBeets.com.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Have you ever heard of teachable moments? Well, they're kind of like all of a sudden out of the blue ways to teach your kids, and they happen all the time. Here's a great example in the science of it.
What, you want me to teach you something? Here's a useful lesson for you.
A listener wrote his young daughter was reading out loud the story of Jack and Jill. You know, the one where Jack and Jill go up the hill and then they fall. And upon finishing, the little girl quipped, "Dad, they didn't look after each other very well, did they?" The smart father spotted a teaching moment and he said, "Sweetie, what would you have done differently?" The child answered, "Held on to him." Then Dad added, "Or look for stairs or dial 911.
You're a smart guy, no question about it.
What's the cheap psychological trick? Forget the goody-goody of this situation. Seizing simple, teachable moments may just teach your child how to protect themselves down the road. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. One of the toughest aspects of learning to motorcycle is one of the most rewarding. When the new biker masters this skill, the road opens up like a sign reading welcome home. Today on American Biker Minute.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Without highway corner banking, the new rider won't go any further than when the straight line turns into a curve. In order to lean, the learner needs to look ahead, over the handlebars, through the open air, looking through the corner. To practice this art, get a few plastic soda bottles and do the slow motion lean maneuvers in a deserted parking lot on a weekend until your confidence level rises enough to use low traffic country roads to finish the learning curve. Your bike will go where you look. American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Think green.
Harrison with you. Think your computer's complicated? Consider your eyes with 1 million light receptors. Your ears with 24,000 sound fibers. Your body, 500 muscles, 200 bones, 7 miles of nerve fibers. And while the body holds only 5 quarts of blood, your heart pumps 600,000 gallons through 60,000 miles of veins and arteries. With 2 trillion blood cells, your 3-pound brain has over 13 billion cells. We are part of the environment, too. From the Greeniverse, this is Harrison.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.